The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
After weeks, maybe months of reaching out to others to see what they think about things, maybe now is a good time for some self-exploration and reflection. Here's a fun experiment you can try. Go to the Notes app on your phone and scroll back. What you find might be inane, innocuous, or deeply private and personal. Ultimately, the things you've jotted down in the moment in your notes can be very revealing. Ellie Harrison of The Independent wrote about it after breaking her phone and agonizing about the loss. In particular, she needed her Notes app protected at all costs. For her, me, and I'm sure many others, this app is the place for secrets, fleeting thoughts and plans and ideas, inimitably private, like a scrapbook, but without context or organization. My notes are punctuated with phrases, wordplay, potential band names, and articles about things like this, which may inspire me to write about them. Of course, all those gems are interspersed with shopping lists and reminders for other stuff, which have since been dealt with and so no longer relevant. This experiment is also a good opportunity to do some house cleaning. Eloise Skinner, a psychotherapist, not Psycho the Rapist, that's somebody else we know. She says, there's huge diversity in what people include in their notes, and they are a reflection of where we are in life, our identity, and the things that matter to us. Think about it. Your phone already contains tons of intimate information about you. Why shouldn't it say something about who you are? Even if you treat it as a digital post-it note, it's a form of mental processing. And it's healthy to have an outlet where you can write stuff down, even if you don't revisit it. But do revisit your notes. If they don't tell you anything about yourself, they might just spark a bright thought that you just have to write down somewhere. You know, like in notes. I'm Cal Coat. Some house cleaning today as we spin some leftovers from a bounty of new fall releases with a special tribute to the great Q, Quincy Jones, who we lost this past week. Here are Martin Buscaglia and Julieta Rada, two of Uruguay's most renowned artists, with some samba soul. Hablando de Roma. Speaking of Rome, from World Beat Canada Radio.
Tiemblan los cimientos y en el mar cruzan las bandadas empapadas por la sal, esmerándose para llegar. Ya morí, ya morí, ya morí. nuestro amor.
Ooh. singing you money care you
getting a taste of the inside tracks of the delicious Ova. That is the mantra from Afro Celt Sound System. Before that, Hablando de Roma by Martin Buscalia and Juliet Arata from Uruguay. Tamar Ileana and Ventanas are a Sephardic flamenco group from Toronto. They have a brand new album out called Azadi. Here's Tamar to tell us about it.
So the album is called Azadi or Azadi. In Urdu and Farsi, it means freedom. It's also the title of one of the original pieces on the album. And it's really a reflection on the different forms of freedom that we all over the world long and deserve to experience. You know, the freedom to sing, the freedom to dance, to speak our own languages, to express our multiple identities. You know, I've always struggled with my own personal multiple identities, both cultural and genetic. Like, I have so many of them. Which one am I, really? Or which combination? Am I all of them? None of them? Where do I fit in? You know, and as we look around us at the world struggling with these issues on multiple fronts, this album is really a deep reflection of all of those questions and a musical response to those questions in the form of peace, multiple languages, multiple rhythms, people from many different backgrounds, collaboration, acceptance of ourselves and each other.
Thank you. quieres jugar o te quieres marchar. Estoy para brillar y ser como una star. Vente conmigo o bésame, adiós. Sí, sí, que no, no.
Thanks to Tamar Elana and Ventanas. That was Elvisa from the brand new Azadi. More of the best from your own backyard. This time on the West Coast, it's Vancouver's Ezra Quizera, Rwandan refugee who's immigrated here, and his latest album is Humara. We have something amazing for you next. This is World Beat Canada Radio. Thanks for being here. I'm Cal Cote.
You're beautiful, incredible. Oh, da, 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 yeah. When you're tired and weak, crushed and betrayed, don't forget the season change. He remains the same. When your joy is gone away and your faith is stripped, feeling long and forgotten, Jaja is closer, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, Jaja is closer, yeah. You are worthy.
You are worthy.
You are beautiful.
Beautiful.
So amazing.
So amazing.
Strong like a mighty warrior. So amazing, strong like a mighty warrior. Ebe da shavu chirava na vavanu, kumana jose vira shavu kai. Keep on moving forward. You're one strong people. Don't let the darkness steal your life. You're a king, not a slave. Keep on fighting, you'll see the light. Put on the armor of God,
the armor of God.
The struggle, it is,
struggle
real.
Is real.
Don't look back, the past is over. Just keep on pressing on. Just keep on pressing on.
Like a mighty warrior.
You are worthy. You are beautiful.
Caledonia, that is Andalusian synthetic pop punk, care of Curro Morales and Rosanna Papalardo. They are from the south of Spain. Together, they are Salvar Danana. There's an interesting TV program, travel program, called Michael Portillo's Andalusia, and he was in Cadiz, the other episode that I watched, and it's a beautiful part of the world. Oh, the music world lost a titan last week. Quincy Jones passed away at 91, and it's time for your touch of the familiar, and this homage to Quincy Jones from Ski Whiff. That's the duo of Alex Rizzo and Elliot Ireland. You may recall this one as the dance number in the Austin Powers movie. It's Soul Bossa Nova by Ski Whiff in honor of Quincy Jones. Your touch of the familiar from World Beat Canada Radio. swinging, baby. That is Skiwiff with Quincy Jones' Soul Bossa Nova, back with the Ratchets, a New Jersey band who were heavily influenced by The Clash and some great ska called Late Stage Capital. We're cleaning house with some great new spins. My name's Cal Cote. Thanks for being here for this ride in the global side. with some big, beautiful funk. That is Seattle's Polyrhythmics with Clydesdale. That's from their new album, Filter System, album number 6. Here is Boyanka Kostovo and Galician Army, two Spanish electronic duos who are heavy into the trap and bass. It's Omal from World Beat Canada.
Facendo mal con afen fatal. Nalgun portal pillo nos papando a nacional. Na miña boca restos do seu labial. Facendo mal na festa patronal. Da capital na miña man unha copa tropical. Con a nota ilegal. Facendo mal nunha casa rural. En Portugal comezou ben, pero se nos foi desmás. Tiramos a mesa pola ventá. Facendo mal nun festival. Europa Central, droga, dita, posta, jardas, tripalos, quisu, capiat. Son un chaval que está facendo mal. Son un chaval que está facendo mal. Son un chaval que está facendo mal. Son un chaval que está facendo mal.
Droga, dita, posta, jardas.
Bye.
bands Vakla Zimpel, along with South Indian Carnatic musicians together, they form Sagara. And Where is the Blossom from a new album? Before that, Boyanka Kostovo by Galician Army and Omal. We're on the road to Morocco next with Sammy Galibi. You're keeping time with the beat of the world. It's World Beat Canada Radio. Thanks for being here. I'm Cal Coat.
Where you are? Sammy Galibi.
possibly big and tight. That is Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra celebrating 35 years together with a new album called 35. That was Passing Stars, brand new from World Beat Canada Radio. We're produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyra Communications. Our sister broadcast podcast is Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser. Find us wherever you download and stream your podcasts, and make sure you rate and review us if you do. We're all over social media as well, and our homepage is worldbeatinternational.com for all your charts, album covers of the week, our blog, and everything else that's good. It'll come right to your inbox if you subscribe. We're homeward bound with Sao Paulo's hottest musicians, Nomade Orchestra, and O Nascimento do Sol Invencível. Another brand new spin, but our last word we'll give to Hillary Clinton, who said, "Women are the largest untapped reservoir of talent in the world." Amen.
Pirate Communications.